This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly La Liga on the BetRivers Network.
Well, hello and welcome along to the Betting Weekly La Liga podcast in association with BetRivers, your hometown sports book. Alongside myself, Dan Roebuck, Rory Barlow of Football España and freelance Spanish football journalist Alan Feely. We're recording Thursday ahead of Barcelona's game against Villarreal and two other fixtures. But we have got picks for you when it comes to the weekend action. Prices, of course, subject to fluctuation. And just a reminder that you can download the show via a podcast, usual means, wherever you get your podcast from, as well as watching along on the YouTube channel. And also, if you didn't know, the BetRivers app will be streaming all of the La Liga games over the course of the weekend and moving forward. So you can watch the action via the BetRivers app. We're going to kick off our picks talking about the league leaders. We've got selections from both of the boys here. It's Real Madrid against Sevilla. Real Madrid -250, short to beat Sevilla +800, draw +350, over and under mark is 2.5 at -162 for overs, +130 for unders. Alan, kick off with you with your selection here. Real Madrid beat Elche in midweek. Sevilla drew with Valencia. The expected goal says a fair result, but of course Valencia missed that penalty late on. How are we tackling the league leaders here against Sevilla, in your opinion?
I'm going to go for Real Madrid to beat Sevilla over 2.5 goals, which was +100 when I last checked. It's an interesting fixture. Historically, you know, two of the biggest sides in Spanish football, you know, Real Madrid are obviously the team that represents Spain to the world, but you could argue that Sevilla are the team that represents Spain within Spain, because there's no city as Spanish as Seville. Last season, Sevilla didn't really have what it took to come up against Madrid and come out on top. They lost late on Bernabeu in the first half of the season due to a kind of, you know, wonder goal from Vinicius Jr. And then even though they were winning 2-0 at the Sanchez-Pizjuan in the second half of the season, they blew that lead and lost 3-2 in the game that was basically the final nail in their coffin charge. And apparently it was the game that made Jules Koundé decide he had to leave Barcelona, Sevilla for Barcelona in order to progress his career, because he was never going to achieve those ambitions with Sevilla, should I say. So, you know, for that reason, I think that given how Sevilla have declined from last year, losing the two best centre backs, changing coach, generally looking less convincing going forward and defending, and Madrid have improved from last season, you know, playing with renewed confidence, making some intelligent acquisitions in the summer market, I really can't see beyond Madrid for this game. I mean, they won against Elche last night. In Fede Valverde, they have probably the most informed player in European football. You know, the Uruguayan midfielder, he's changed his name recently from El Pajarito, which is the little bird, to El Halcón, which is the falcon. And it's kind of reflective of the way his game has evolved since Ancelotti took over in the summer of 2021. I remember watching him live last season and just was struck by how quick and hard he can run at players. Like, his physical gifts, even though he's not the most prepossessing of players, he's so strong both in and out of possession, and now he's added the ability to score goals to his game. So he's really become a real threat. I think his dynamism breaking from midfield or coming off the right side wherever he plays is, you know, unstoppable in disguise. Similarly, you've, you know, Karim Benzema, who's freshly been awarded the Ballon d'Or on Monday evening in Paris. You've, you know, in Rodrigo Gomez and Vinicius Jr., two of the most deadly wide men in the European game. They just have too much attacking talent for Sevilla, who have been looking quite shaky in recent weeks and months. They've improved since Sampaoli came in. They've become more difficult to beat. But even though I back the Sevilla crowd to be quite, sorry, to travel to the Santiago Bernabeu in numbers and to put up a good fight, I think that especially at home, on the kind of prime time Saturday evening kickoff, Madrid will have too much for them, basically. So I can't see beyond the Real Madrid win. And I can't see beyond a game where there's quite a few goals in it too. So that's, I'm going for Madrid to win and over 2.5.
Plus 100 are the odds for that particular selection. Rory, just tell me about the bet that Carlo Ancelotti has had with Valverde when it comes to scoring goals this season.
Yeah, it's symbolic of the atmosphere at Real Madrid that after the Elche game last night, that they're asking Fede Valverde about sort of his target. Before the season, Ancelotti had told the press that if Valverde doesn't score 10 goals this season, then he'd have to hand over his managerial license. And so, yeah, last night, Fede Valverde comes on and says he's enjoying himself. He's focused on that goal and, frankly, doesn't want to be responsible for the manager retiring. So, yeah, it's pretty jovial at Real Madrid right now. Things are pretty good. I think the game against Elche last night was maybe one of their most free-flowing attacking performances they've had this season. I mean, it was 3-0, but they had three goals disallowed for offside. All beautiful goals. They're really, really nice. I think my bet for this one is Real Madrid and under 4.5 goals in total. That comes back at minus 124 as I checked it. So what was interesting to me was that last week Ancelotti was asked in a press conference, why didn't Real Madrid go for the throat of Barcelona when they were 2-0 up? Benzema scores that offside goal, as kind of Alan mentioned in the last preview. And it felt as if there were more goals in it for Real Madrid, but they were content to kind of control the match. And okay, part of that is down to the fact that Barcelona are probably more of a threat than Sevilla. But I think it's, again, it's sort of representative of the way Ancelotti's managing this first half of the season. It's about 100% record. It's about getting to that World Cup in the best shape possible. And then you deal with the sort of post-World Cup effects. And so I think they're managing themselves to a certain extent. I don't think that there's a need for Real Madrid. They're self-confident enough almost not to need to go and score 5-6 goals a game. And that sounds sort of counterproductive, but it's I feel like they get to 2-3-0 up. And if they score more, that's great. But it's not sort of a need to go and sort of make things happen. Sevilla, as Alan says, struggling both offensively and defensively. I mean, since Sampaoli's come in, they've conceded 3 goals and scored 4. Those goals have not come easily. One of them was an absolute screamer from about 30 yards out. So yeah, it's not a team in good form. But I think that partly influences why I'm going for under 4.5, because I think even Sampaoli, who's a very progressive, attacking, aggressive manager, even him in this situation, with the fact that Fernando Reyes is likely to miss out, the fact that Marcao was a serious doubt for this match, again, that hurts their defensive strength. I think he will look at this game and just not want to cause too much damage to Sevilla. I think he will be aggressive in some senses, but I don't see them starting sort of with an attacking lineup. I mean, against Dortmund, he started with 2 fullbacks on the right-hand side. I can see something similar happening this time. And so I think, yeah, even Sampaoli in this situation will try not to ruin the sort of momentum that he has at Sevilla. I mean, he's unbeaten so far. He'll probably lose that record here. But if they were to get housed 4-5-0, then that's a problem for Sampaoli. And it looks as if Sevilla are going backwards. If they put in a spirited performance, lose by a couple goals, that's okay. So yeah, that's why I'm going to go under 4.5. That comes back at minus 124, as I was saying. And yeah, Real Madrid have rarely gone wild this season, and I don't expect them to be doing so this game.
And also, I think if Sevilla attacked Madrid, they would get torn to shreds because their midfield is so slow as well that in transitions, where Madrid are the best team in the world, I would argue, they would get torn to pieces. And like, even looking back to the Borussia Dortmund game that Sevilla played 2 weeks ago that Rory mentioned, I mean, watching that game, Dortmund weren't very good. Jude Bellingham is, you know, who I think is a fantastic footballer, was head and shoulders above everybody else at that club on the pitch. He was the best player on the pitch. The Borussia Dortmund's everything, their best defensive player, their best midfield player, their best attacking player. If Bellingham comes to Madrid this summer, as is predicted by many people, his starting place isn't guaranteed. That just shows the difference in quality between Madrid and between Borussia Dortmund. So while Sevillistas were celebrating that draw against Dortmund and the Champions League 2 weeks ago, I think, you know, going to the Bernabeu was something else completely.
And sorry, I know we need to move on, Dan. But if Jules Koundé wanted to move from Sevilla after that defeat, I wonder what he was thinking after the Bernabeu.
Both of these bets can win, of course, if Real Madrid win by 2-1, 3-1, 3-0, 4-0. Both of the boys' selections will come in just on Valverde, plus 800 to score first, plus 265 anytime goal scorer. Let's move on to Valladolid against Real Sociedad here. Alan, you've got a selection for us here. Larreal won for the eighth straight time in midweek. It was a narrow success. You've been backing them over the course of those eight games. You're plus 7.63 up. They are a money-making machine and you're sticking with them away from home, Alan, this Saturday.
Yeah, like Rory said a couple of weeks ago, he's always wary about betting in favor of teams who are on a good run, because with every game they win, the likelihood increases that they're going to eventually mess up. And I feel somewhat like that right now because, you know, I backed Larreal a lot over the weeks. But I think that coming up against Valladolid, who even though they won on Wednesday evening quite convincingly against Celta Vigo, are, in my opinion, one of the worst teams in La Liga. I think they're going to be in the battle for against relegation to the very end of the season. I just think that Larreal will have too much of them, basically. So I'm going to bat Real Sociedad to beat Valladolid, and that's plus 105 when I last checked. Like I've said in recent weeks, I've been impressed by Real Sociedad this season. I'm often critical of them because they have a tendency to begin seasons quite well, you know, impressing everybody, asking questions of whether they can finish in the top four or maybe even sustain a title challenge. And then they inevitably fall apart in the second half of the season and fail to, you know, barely muster a top six finish. But this year, they seem slightly different. They've added new elements to the team, even though they have lost, you know, both Alexander Isak to Newcastle United and also Umar Sadiq through injury. And the likes of David Silva looks better than he ever has since he left Manchester City. He looks very fit and very lean, very focused. Take Kubo's come in and done a fantastic job. The likes of Mikel Merino and Andoni Zubimendi are playing football to a really high degree. They're two of the best midfielders in Spain right now. And then, you know, similarly, I think Real Sociedad are playing with a certain tenacity and aggression and grit that's been their Achilles heel in recent years. I remember Phil Ball speaking to maybe 2 years ago or so, who was one of the kind of foremost English language experts in Real Sociedad. And he said to me that the biggest difference between the likes of Real Sociedad and Sevilla is that Real Sociedad don't have the grizzled characters that Sevilla do have. And they don't have the ability to kind of grind out results and do the dirty things and maybe do the sneaky things that they need to do to win games. Whereas this iteration of Real Sociedad, maybe encapsulated by the arrival of Bryce Mendes from Celta Vigo, have that ability. Bryce Mendes is the most fouls in La Liga. He really is, you know, a player who kind of symbolizes this aggression, this tenacity. And for that reason, I don't think that Larreal will slip up in the games where I would have previously expected him to. So for that reason, coming up against Valladolid, even the going away to the Jose Zorrilla is a challenge after their, you know, morale boosting victory last night. I just think they'll have too much to, you know, to have Valladolid contain them, if that makes sense. And I think that while their run will come to an end soon, it won't be this weekend.
Plus 105, Larreal to win, finding sneaky ways to win at the moment. Real Betis, Atletico Madrid for you, Alan, as well. We've gone close in nailing these draw bets over the last few weeks, but they keep slipping away from us here. But you're going for a draw again between these two.
Yeah, I was torn because, you know, similar to Madrid and Sevilla, Atletico do tend to have the kind of Indian sign over Real Betis. I remember the back end of last season, watching them in the flesh, the Villamarín. And it was a game where Betis were going into it confident. You know, they were really pushing for a top four place. They were going deep in the Europa League at the same time. And the hope was that if they were to beat Atletico, they would put themselves in pole position to kind of, you know, go into the final stretch of the season with real confidence and real kind of hope and ambition. And then in the end, they lost quite comfortably. I remember João Félix, I think, and Rodrigo de Paul, who are two players who have not performed well for Atletico Madrid since joining the club, really were, you know, practically unplayable. I think they both scored, if I remember correctly. And it was a very dispiriting night in Seville. I remember distinctly. So that was in the back of my head when predicting this game. But I do think it would be a draw. That was plus 230 when I last checked, which is the longest odds of any game I'm predicting today. I just think that, you know, both sides drew this midweek. I think a club took a point. Sorry, I think a club Rayo Vallecano took a point against Atletico Madrid at the Civitas Metropolitano on Tuesday evening. Betis dropped points against Cadiz last night in Cadiz, which I didn't think was going to happen, but it did. Neither side is European football to contend with this week. Betis are obviously competing in the Europa League, doing very well in their group, top of the group ahead of Roma. Atletico are doing significantly less well in the Champions League. But I think, you know, the lack of travelling this week for them in terms of international travel will help both maybe return to something approaching their best form. I just think that the vibe and the atmosphere in Betis's camp is better than Atletico's camp right now. I think that the fact that Betis drew that game against Cadiz in the manner in which they did would give me confidence that when they return to the Marine come the weekend and Atletico come, they will be playing with more confidence and more fluidity than they did against Cadiz. But I think that they won't quite have enough to beat Atletico. I think Atletico are having a difficult moment, difficult start to the season, but you know, they are showing that they're not a disaster club. They have enough tools about them to, you know, finish top four of the season. And I think they will. I think they finished third. But I think that Betis have enough about them to finish fourth. So I think that this game is going to be a really interesting test of both their mettles. If either were to win, it would be, I think, big for both of their seasons. If Betis were to beat Atletico, it would be, you know, vindicative of their project, of their hopes of a top four finish. If Atletico were to win, it would kind of show that they're not in crisis, they're here to stay, that they can finish third quite comfortably. But I think neither will happen. I think a draw will happen, and that's my bet for the game, and plus 230.
Plus 230, we like the draw in that one. Betis plus 210 to win. Atleti plus 135, the favourites. Couple for Rory to tackle next. Both of these fixtures involving teams that are playing tonight. So again, watch out for the prices to change on the BetRivers website. Rory, Girona, Osasuna, first for you to tackle here. Girona are the favourites, plus 160. Osasuna's form has dropped, hasn't it, recently? Plus 190, draw plus 210. We're moving away from the match result, though, and we are looking for goals in this one, Rory.
Yeah, both teams to score at minus 106. I'm quite surprised that Girona are favourites, even though Osasuna are away from form. And as you say, they have dropped a little bit. Girona, we know that they are the team of goals. They've had six straight matches where they've scored and six straight matches where the opposition have scored. So that's a good sign for this match. And I assume that there will be more goals again against Almeria tonight. They've got Roro Riquelme is in very good form. They've got Aleix Garcia, who tends not to start, but when he comes on, he makes quite a big difference going forward. And they are just a top-heavy team, to be honest. And the fact that Michel Sanchez always approaches games looking at how to win them, it's entertaining. I love him for it, but whether it's effective and whether it gets you clean sheets in particular, it remains to be seen. I think they could probably do with a result in this match, but they won't change the way that they play. Osasuna are pretty well set up to contend with that in terms of they quite like to counter-attack, they quite like to hit on the break, they have the players to exploit the spaces in behind the Girona defence. So I expect them to score in this match. They've been pretty consistent at scoring away from home too. But what has kind of crumbled for this Osasuna team in recent weeks is their defence. I mean, you look at their clean sheets, they've got three clean sheets this season against Valladolid, Cadiz and Almeria, all of whom have chronic scoring problems themselves. Girona, although they maybe don't have quite the star quality up front, they do have Cristian Stuani, who is a goal scorer. Tati Castellanos has not quite done it yet, but he has evidence of goal scoring in the MLS. So I think Girona have enough to get in behind the Osasuna defence. As I say, they've scored kind of pretty much every game this season. And so, yeah, I'm going both teams to score at minus 106. I think these are just two teams that are not in a defensively solid moment of their season. And yeah, they are top heavy essentially right now.
Almost double your money with the bet there. Both teams to score, yes, in that one. And Villarreal, Almeria, again, both playing tonight. I don't think too much is going to happen in terms of the prices, whatever Villarreal do, even if they beat Barcelona. In Barcelona tonight, because Villarreal are very short price favourites. Lots factored into the odds already. Minus 286 to beat Almeria, plus 750. Draw, plus 415. Over and under mark is 2.5, minus 148 and plus 120. Villarreal, short price favourites. How do we squeeze some value out of this fixture, Rory?
Yeah, I'm going Villarreal under 3.5 goals at +112. Nervously backing an Unai Emery side because we know he likes to drop a shock into things. But there are reasons for this one. Danjuma started scoring. He got braced against Osasuna on Monday night. And that's massive for Villarreal because they've been lacking a goal scorer so far. It's been the difference between them getting results and them dropping quite a few points in recent weeks. Alex Baena's in very good form. He's been, I'd say, the revelation of the La Liga season in terms of young players. He's been absolutely fantastic for my money. Assists everywhere, spraying passes. He's really a joy to watch. And I think also Jose Luis Morales is in very good form. Emery seems very reluctant to use him from the start. He seems to only sort of use him in the European games. But I think coming off a busy week, you have the fact that you have Monday night, then Barcelona at Camp Nou, I think he's more likely to start Morales in this game. So I think that's a boost for Villarreal. I think that could help them. I think they will rotate a little bit, but also the Europa League is kind of done for them. I'm giving them a bit much credit. The Conference League is kind of done for them. They're already qualified from their group, and I think they need about a point to top the group, but they'll get that sort of without any issues. Almeria, I mean, we've seen them since Umar Sadiq that either they lack goals, they lack goals in general, but either they come out and sort of play a bit more sort of loose in terms of going forward if they want to score, or they sort of shut themselves in and try and keep it tight. And neither's really been working for them, but it shows you that this is a team right now. And I think Ruby is, again, sort of an aggressive manager by nature, but he knows that this team, it doesn't have the quality to sort of break down the likes of Villarreal if they go at them. And it doesn't have the quality to keep them out if they kind of shut themselves in at the back. So he's in a bit of a catch-22 right now. I don't think he's coming up with answers, which is why I think Villarreal will eventually win this game, even if they might make it hard for themselves. I think the fact that Bayern is in such good form, Morales is in such good form, I think Danjuma will find it easier than he will perhaps against Camp Nou, although that's not a given, given that Eric Garcia might be starting against him. But yeah, I think this Villarreal side will just about have enough to beat Almeria, but I don't think it will be a big win just because Villarreal have struggled to score in La Liga. Europe, in the Conference League, they've been pretty free scoring, but before Osasuna, it was a couple of goals in their last sort of 3-4 matches. Their last win before the Osasuna game was on the 4th of September against Elche, who notoriously one of the worst sides in the division so far as well. So yeah, I think this is one of those that you look at and you think, if you're Unai Emery, you just need to get a result here one way or another, even if you're sort of trying to get back into the Conference League. So yeah, as I said, Villarreal under 3.5 +112.
And Alan, you've got an unofficial lean to in this one. You've got an opinion on this game. What do you like in Villarreal's match against Almeria?
Yeah, I agree with Rory, what he's saying. I think it's going to be that kind of game. I'm going to go for Villarreal to beat Almeria over 2.5, which was -105 when I last checked. It's not the biggest of bets, but I think that, you know, the form of Danjuma for me is really important. So I think he's a really good player, a really talented player. I think he would have envisioned himself perhaps moving on last summer, getting a move back to the Premier League, which is, I think, where he wants to be. A Dutch international, obviously. He's very talented. He's got a lot of attributes I really like. He did very well in the Champions League last season, obviously. Less so in La Liga. Although, obviously, Villarreal as a whole performed poorly in La Liga compared to the Champions League. This season, obviously, as Rory mentioned, in the Conference League, I think their focus is undoubtedly on La Liga this season. They want to do better than their 7th place finish in the last 2 years. And I think they should do with the squad they have. Whether they will, I don't know. But I think that, you know, a game against Almeria, who, as Rory mentioned, are kind of falling between two stools in the way they're approaching life in the top tier of Spanish football. They're not the free-flowing attacking side that some are, and they're also not the, you know, resolute defensive side that some are. They're kind of somewhere in between, which is a dangerous cocktail, in my opinion, when you're a team without the quality that you need for that kind of game plan. So I think that, you know, if I were to, you know, kind of bet quite elaborately, I would say that Villarreal will take a bit of a hiding off Barcelona this evening. I think that Barcelona will be a bit of a wounded animal. And while they don't have the defensive solidity that, you know, they would like to have, and that's going to preclude them from competing at the top end of European football for the foreseeable future, I think they have enough attacking talent and enough wounded attacking talent, you know, players with egos hurt, to kind of, you know, hit back at Villarreal. And Villarreal have a bit of a history of kind of crumbling Camp Nou in recent years as well. So I think then conversely, Villarreal be going into this game against Almeria wounded themselves and kind of ready to kind of strike back themselves. So I think it could be a bit of a chain events, or chain reaction of events, if that makes sense.
Okay, so we're looking at overs and Villarreal to win that one as far as Alan is concerned. That one is an unofficial bet. Here are the official selections from the boys over the course of this weekend. Games on Saturday and on Sunday, of course, coming your way. We're hopeful to get one or two winners over the course of this weekend. So Alan likes Real Sociedad to defeat Valladolid +105. Betis against Atleti is the draw +230. Real Madrid to beat Sevilla and over 2.5 goals +100. Rory's also tipped in that game as well. We like under 4.5 goals. And again, a Real Madrid win. That is -124. So both selections can win here. Also, Rory likes Villarreal to beat Almeria and under 3.5 goals +112. And Girona Osasuna, both teams to score, yes, and that is -104. So that's the La Liga picks for week 11 for you. Wish you well with all those. And let's just remind you of the handicappers table as it stands at the moment. Now, obviously, when it comes to the La Liga selections, there are a couple of games ongoing, and we've got a couple of matches tonight that Alan tipped in on Tuesday. So in terms of up-to-date figures for the handicappers table, they will be updated after the games tonight take place. Let's see if we can take a look at the handicappers league table before we wrap it up for you tonight. We slipped with our profit and loss over the course of this midweek, unfortunately. But we are more than hopeful of bouncing back, as you can see. We did the dally in profit earlier this season, but we've slipped a little bit. But that's the whole handicappers league table for you, +597 if you're following Liga. Premier League has done well recently. Champions League just about in profit as well. And of course, you can stay across all of those via our YouTube channel. And of course, you can download them wherever you get your podcast from as well. Make sure you stay across to at Because We Win. That wraps it up for this week. We are back, of course, next Thursday off the back of Champions League action for the main La Liga teams. Obviously, there'll be the Europa League and Conference League games as well, but we'll be recording on Thursday morning for you for the weekend slay. Alan, Rory, thanks for your company. As per usual, we will do it all again next week. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly La Liga on the Bet Rivers Network.